Hello, this is podcast number 2 from the James Robert Hansen. What we're going to start doing is answering questions from schools that were involved in educating with our little trip across the sea. So this first question is from Danny Banks, a wildcat from East Omaha Elementary, from Miss Peppercorn's fourth grade class. She wants to know what kind of wildlife we see regularly. Well, for a very long time, we saw the Portuguese man of war, probably 3 or 4 and sometimes up to even 10 a day. And these are some incredible animals that are actually two animals. One is the little floaty bed on top that looks like a blue and pink incandescent balloon with a sail on it, and then some stingers that hang on the bottom, and just floats along and catches fish like a jellyfish and eats those. And they're beautiful, and they hurt a little bit, too, because we've been in the water. We've been stung very lightly with some of their loose tentacles. We see skuas, which are these beautiful little birds. They're, maybe about 10 inches across and brown with white lines on their wings, and they dance around our boat every single day in all kinds of weather. We see a lot of flying fish. A lot of them wash up on our boat every day. And some of them, the really big ones, we haven't ended up on our boat yet, but they have, we see them, and they are incredible as they dance and fly through the waves. And as we've gone a little bit further west, we're seeing hardly any more Portuguese men of war, but those have been replaced by dorados, which are some fish that we hope to catch as we go later in the trip, and we even have a line in the water now. Unfortunately, we also see some trash. That's one of those things that we see just about every day, and sometimes it's one or two pieces, and sometimes just one, but it's definitely something that's out here, even in the middle of nowhere. But thank you very much, and look forward to answering your questions on future audio blogs. Bye-bye.